Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right. We are riding with the King on a game day. Howard Eskin's calling, sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. If you're looking for a spot to watch the birds this season, grab your crew and head over to McGurk's. All their locations have a great atmosphere and an awesome game day menu. It is game day. It's game night. Howard, how are we doing today?
Oh, just great. And game day, Monday. It's kind of weird to wait till Monday to go watch a football game, but it's a game day, so it's got to be good.
Right? Well, it is, and hopefully it will be a good win for the Eagles tonight. But Howard, we got some news over the weekend that's obviously not great for the Eagles, and that is A.J. Brown out. Howard, how big of a deal is it that there's no A.J. tonight?
You know, the people that are worried have to relax, all right? One player, other than the quarterback is obviously the most important. Other than the quarterback, one player should not change the outcome of a game. It just shouldn't happen. You've seen injuries, and the other players that come in pick up the slack. Before the injury, I thought this. I looked at this game and I said, "It looks too easy. It really looks too easy," and nothing is ever easy. I mean, Kirk Cousins was brutal. Did they have one touchdown last week? One touchdown. The other team won without a touchdown. I worried about this game because it looked too easy. Even with the injury to A.J. Brown, that actually might be, this is going to sound crazy, might be a benefit because now players know they have to pick it up a little bit more and not take it for granted. Here's why I thought it looked too easy. All right, it's Atlanta. It's Monday night. It's the first home game. Nick Foles, all those kind of things. And they have two tough games coming up, as it turns out right now. New Orleans and Tampa, both on the road. And it's the nature of a human being and a player. You say you're not looking ahead. It's one game at a time. But I don't know how you can't with as bad a team as Atlanta is. I think the Eagles win the game, but I think it's going to be close. And it's going to be a little bit of fright night tonight for some of the fans. But, hey, if they win big, that's great. I didn't see it before the injury, and I don't see it now. And they have to win this game.
Have to. Well, Howard, you're right. I mean, when the schedule came out and you saw, okay, Green Bay first game, that's tough. But then home against the Falcons with extra rest. And then New Orleans, Tampa, it felt like a kind of a soft start. The schedule looks different now. Howard, I did not think much in New Orleans. But when a team scores 91 points their first two games, you have to pay attention.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to that.
Yeah, and I think the Cowboys were frauds. I mean, they won a game the first.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This week against a team that was brutal, brutal. Micah Parsons does what he does during a season. He doesn't show up. You know, the big mouth that he is. Dak Prescott became Dak Prescott, two interceptions. But they're good, because if Derek Carr is good, and we know Kamara was good, as long as he's healthy, they're a good football team, and it's on the road.
On a short week, by the way. Short week for the Eagles.
Short week on the road. And then the following week, if you want to look ahead, Baker Mayfield's playing really, really well.
So much they miss him in Cleveland.
They do. Of course they do.
Yes. So that game's tough, too. They have to win this game. Four of their next five games are on the road with a bye week mixed in. But they have to win the game, and I think they will, but I think it's going to be a little tougher than it really should be. And you can't turn the ball over. Obviously, we know that. I'm not saying anything that's crazy. The Eagles are the only team that won last week with minus number in turnovers. You can't do that. You can't turn the ball over. And if they don't turn the ball over, they won't lose the game. But you got to be careful. This is going to be a tougher game than it should be.
Howard, do you expect tonight them to run the ball more without AJ and rely on Saquon again like they did week one, or are they going to throw it to guys like Jahan Dotson and Dallas Goedert?
Well, we all expect them to run it more. Well, maybe Atlanta's going to expect them to run it more. So I don't think you can get crazy. I still think you got to have kind of like a 60-40 ratio of pass to run. Saquon can't run, he can't run the ball 24 times a week and be healthy at the end of the year. You know, he's in great shape, but it's brutal on a running back for that to happen. It's rare that a running back can run that much. Obviously, they're going to try to run. They're going to try to get the ball in Saquon Barkley's hands. I wouldn't be surprised if Dotson plays a little more of a role than people think he will. I don't want to overdo the game plan, whether A.J. Brown is there or not. Your game plan should be your game plan. And I don't think they're going to overdo it with the run. They're going to run when they need to run. Obviously, you want to get in third and shorts, but sometimes you have to pass the ball to get in third and shorts and then run the football. So I just think their game plan will not change that much, because they're going to miss. They probably knew that A.J. Brown wasn't going to be there probably by Thursday. That he wasn't going to be there. And it's good they're not playing him, because you have a short week. You don't want to play him because next week's a more important game or a tougher game. I shouldn't say they're all important. So, I think their game plan's going to be the same.
Howard, do you expect the pass rush tonight to be better, and specifically the edge rushers? They were pretty non-existent in the first game, but Kirk Cousins, he looked like a sitting duck in week one, Howard. He doesn't look like he's moving very well off the Achilles surgery. Should we expect some sacks tonight, some pressure off those edge guys?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's going to be off the edge guys, but Vic Fangio is going to do something. I think guys are going to be coming from everywhere to rattle him, because he's not, obviously. There's not many quarterbacks that are really good under pressure, but just based on what I saw last week, I don't think Kirk Cousins is really good under pressure. I don't know if you're going to get it from the edge rushers. Probably there'll be some of it, but I think they're going to be coming from all over the place. Just watch guys flying around all over the place, which will be fun. That'll be fun to watch, too.
It will be. Oh, hopefully, wow. I'm on the sacks tonight. All right, Howard, before we let you go, it is a special night at the game tonight. Not just the game itself, not just the home opener, but it's Nick Foles night. Howard, what's your favorite Nick Foles memories over the years?
Well, that was obviously... The Philly special was obviously one of them. And I remember standing there, and I couldn't hear what he said to Doug Peterson or what Doug Peterson said back. But I remember Merrill Reese on the air, and he admits it now, tells Mike Quick, "Mike, I think they should go for the field goal." And I talked to the producer, Joe McPeak, and I said, "Joe, tell Merrill they're not going for the field goal." So just to alert him, they are not going for the field goal. And that's the play I remember the most. But another thing I remember, because the media's questions at the news conferences at sometimes are so brilliant. I remember, and I don't know who it was, a media member asking after the Atlanta game, "You thinking about going to Nate Sudfeld as your quarterback for the next game?" I heard that, and I shook my head. I said, "I can't believe somebody just asked that question. You got to be kidding me." With all due respect to Nate Sudfeld, you can't, based on one game, start changing quarterbacks. And Doug Peterson said no. I mean, he quickly said no. So I remember that, and I'll never forget that question, which was just beyond stupid. There's so many plays that you remember, but once you have the Philly special, how can you remember anything else? Remember the game. I mean, that was one of the greatest, and the interception wasn't his fault. That was one of the greatest games ever, ever for a quarterback in the Super Bowl. And he had to have that game because the defense, I think the defense gave up close to 600 yards.
Yeah, it was something like that. I remember that.
To the Patriots. So he had to have a game like that. But everybody played well. Torrey Smith, the catch for the touchdown. You just remember so many good things about what he did. He was so fluent. And the one thing I try to watch when I'm down there is to see how a quarterback reacts when they either have a good series or they have a poor series. And his expressions were the same. He was completely under control. And he wasn't, yelling at anybody. He wasn't overly, animated. He was just under control. And that's another thing that I remember. And you can't help when you think about Nick Foles. You think about that game. I mean, how can you think about any other game but the Super Bowl? That defined who he was as an Eagle. But he just... great backup quarterback, wonderful guy. And maybe that's why he was always under control, because he kept his emotions in check most of the time.
He was amazing in that night. You're right, Howard. Yes. And he, it's hard to play better on the biggest stage.
Yes.
28 of 43, 373 yards, the three touchdowns, obviously the touchdown catch. I mean, he was just against a Belichick defense. He was remarkable to help the Eagles.
Isn't he the only quarterback that ran? Did he run for a touchdown in that game?
Well, he caught the one. He caught the touchdown for the Philly special.
And he passed for one.
He passed for three and caught one.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he passed for at least one, caught one. And there's some stat that no other quarterback had done what he did.
Well, I'll give you another stat. He owns the highest completion percentage in the history of the NFL postseason, like of anyone ever, over Brady, over Mahomes. Like, for a guy that played, I think he started 7 playoff games in his career, highest completion percentage. He was a big game player, and he'll be honored tonight. Howard?
The other thing you never want to forget, in Oakland,
Seven touchdown passes.
And I think he was going to come out of the game, and one of the PR people told Chip Kelly, I think if he gets one more, he gets a record. So Chip left him in the game to try to get one more, and he didn't. I can't believe somebody threw 8 touchdown passes in a game.
Do you remember who caught those touchdowns? You got any names for us, Howard?
No, I don't. I just
all right, Deshaun, Ertz, McCoy, Selleck, and three of them went to Riley Cooper back when Riley was still on this team. So it's a blast from the past.
I heard in a long time.
Names I should remember, but I'll never forget that game either.
Incredible. Howard, thanks for hopping on. We'll see you tonight at the pregame.
See you there.
All right, there it goes. Howard Eskin there as we get set for tonight. 215-592-9495. We'll get right back to all your phone calls next segment. Your confidence level tonight, even without A.J. Brown, he was a little nervous.
A little bit.
Plus, did the game tonight become even more important based on what happened yesterday around the league? We'll let you hear how it sounded when Dallas got smoked by the Saints yesterday. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.